KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hello, brothers and sisters, or greetings, as they say here in English, but in Luganda, my tribal language, they say Aliotia, which means hello, how are you doing? My name is Deborah, and I am serving at Called Christians in Jinja, Uganda right now, and I wanted to talk with you about why we exist. Our mission is to make a disciple that can make a disciple, and we've been doing that for a while here in East Africa. Me, I focus on education, and we work towards 5 points to make that mission a reality. We help people know Jesus Christ more deeply. We help people understand what the word actually means. We equip people to teach a Bible study and to apply the word to their life so they can live out what they say they believe. And then they're able to teach other people to do those same things. This is how we make disciples that make disciples in the education department. We are getting ready to do that right now. We have a school of ministry starting in a couple days. Classes start on July 28th. We are looking for people to partner with us in a couple different ways. First and foremost, prayer over the ministry, over the staff, over the students that are coming, even the students that have completed the school before who are out there on the front lines serving. I really believe that nothing of kingdom value happens without prayer, and we want to stay focused on Christ and what he's asked us to do. 12 souls are coming for 10 months on that one mission, and would you pray for them, please? Now, we're going to create a prayer card that's going to have a picture and a name of each student so that you could be praying for them by name and have a picture of what they look like. If you're a prayer warrior, if you say, man, I want to try that, send me a note with your email and I will make sure that gets sent to you. My email is deb@hupsos.com. That's H-U-P-S-O-S. deb@hupsos.com. Hupsos means to elevate or to dignify, because we are always trying to elevate our Lord and dignify him with our lives. If you can pray for those students, send me an email. Or you might be saying right now, listen, girl, I don't know you well enough to give you my email, and that is fine. You can always visit our website, which is hupsos.com, H-U-P-S-O-S.com. And at the end of the first week of August, we should have that prayer page there if you want to go there and see it. Or like I said, share your email with me and I will make sure that you get that page sent to you so that you can be praying, because we need people to partner in prayer. Because see, I have a care team. We are serving together. A care team is a group of people who commit to the care of a mission. And the missionary, who is the person on the ground, and that's me. Now, I have a pretty big care team, but man, we could use more people praying, because that's a way that you can be a part of missions without actually going around the world, because not everybody is meant to go. And if you say, that's me, I'm not meant to go, I appreciate that, because somebody needs to maintain that church at home. So I come back, I can be seeing you guys and seeing what God is doing on the other side of the world. So if you say, me, I'm not meant to go, but I want to be part of missions, here's one way you could do it. You could pray for us through prayer. I also wanted to invite you, if that's you, we meet monthly on the fourth Saturday at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. We get a live update about what's happening at the mini ministry, how God is moving the staff, the students, the ministry happenings, so that people can keep us covered in prayer. If you want to invite it to that, send me your email and I'll send you to the link. We meet on Zoom Saturdays, the fourth Saturday of each month at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. Now, if you say, me, I pray a little bit, but God has really gifted me in making money, I said, that is so wonderful, since God has gifted us all so differently. You could partner with us financially. You could go for missions that way. God loves a cheerful giver. And so I'm going to ask you to pray and do what God tells you to do. Now, financially speaking, it takes about $325 US dollars per month per student to run the school of ministry as we work on making disciples that can make disciples. This includes teachers, buildings, study materials. We house and feed people in the culture here when they come to school. Again, all pointed towards that goal that people could know Christ more deeply, understand the word, teach a Bible study, live out what they say they believe, and teach others to do the same thing. We're raising up the next group of Christian leaders who are going to return to their churches in their villages and be able to advance the kingdom through that church. God bless you guys for partnering with us in so many different ways, because I talked about prayer, I talked about finances, but there's also additional prayer or additional items that you could help with if you are interested in being part of the care team. Like, you could shoot me an email of encouragement. That's called moral support, spiritual support. Share a Bible study with me that really spoke with you, and I could share that with the staff here. There's also logistics people on the team who coordinate things behind the scenes to make sure the ministry keeps functioning. There are so many different ways to serve. Please pray, and I know God has a place for you in the kingdom. If it's here, I would love to hear from you. And again, thank you guys so much for praying. God bless you. But as they say here in my tribal language, which is Luganda, they say, Mukama akuwe omukisa.